Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Lincoln.
What did we watch?
We watched a lot, dude, because the shit's been fucked. The shit's been fucked.
How many movies has it been that we've watched and we haven't been able to actually do anything because our episodes kept getting fucked?
I think catch-up number one will be 7 movies.
Hey, so real quick, before we dive into these guys...
There's going to be a lot of fucking catch-ups the rest of the year. Enjoy.
This is the year that everything's been, just been on fire, and we have we've been seeing movies.
Yeah, if you want to call them that. All right, we can't. I'm not going to talk about all of them.
Yeah,
man, we've seen some shit.
But we've seen movies, but the issue has been everything's just like gotten corrupted.
Well, we lost a bunch of recordings. Then our laptop died, and then we thought our mixer went out, but it ended up being a Windows update that muted our fucking sounds. It's just been. We jinxed it. This one's fucked. We just fucked this episode.
Yeah.
I'll put it out. I don't give a fuck if you can hear it. I'm putting this goddamn thing out. I'm over it.
So
I'm glad I sat on Bad Ben for 7 months, though.
So we watched Searching.
We did. We did watch Searching. We weren't going to.
No, yeah. So the original plan, because...
was to watch The Nun.
Yeah. So, again, I feel like this is like the 80th episode. I'm a bitch about it, but I hate our fucking theater now. Just because, like... It got taken over by new managers, and so they've changed how they do things, and now it's like every major movie get like Marvel movie or just some shitty horror movie has like 4 screens in the fucking place.
We only have 10.
Yeah, we only have 10 screens.
And the rest are taken up by movies that left theaters 4 months ago.
And then, well, and then they all still have
Incredibles 2.
Yeah, we still have Incredibles 2. We had Hotel Transylvania for like... I think it might still be there. Like, that's how long
it was years and years ago, but you remember the Three Stooges movie?
Mm-hmm.
We still had it when it was on DVD.
That's fucking crazy.
Jumanji.
Yeah. But what's weird is that, like, a couple years ago, we were getting things like Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
Like, we were getting, like, good movies that you would, I guess, expect to see in, like, AMC.
We were getting A24 films last year.
Like, regularly.
None this year.
Yeah.
Oh, it stopped when Lady Bird won awards. We never got that one. But we got It Comes at Night.
Or then, remember when Moonlight and La La Land were the talk
we never
of
got
town?
Moonlight.
And we never got Moonlight, but we got La La Land.
Does that surprise you about our town?
Yeah, not really.
It's the same reason we didn't get Black Klansman.
Yeah, I was really hoping for that one.
Yeah. It's on the list of catch-ups, though.
Yeah.
I sent Lincoln a Google Doc that he never looked at.
Can you track if I look at Google Docs?
No, I just know you did. I know you.
I understand that there's a Google Doc. However, I've yet to open it.
Well, you should, because that's where I put the list of movies we need to do for the fucking catch-up. You son of a bitch.
You know what we don't
that's
have to
That's where all the list of
you
all
know
the
we
fucking
don't
Hollywood...
have to catch up?
Searching.
Searching.
So I became intrigued because I saw the quickie on Your Movie Sucks, and I was intrigued. And then I think you just saw reviews, right?
Yeah, I just looked at what the scores were for it, because I didn't really know what I wanted to watch. Because I got food poisoning.
Oh, the peppermint was the other one. Peppermint.
Yeah. So I got food poisoning, but I still wanted to see a movie because even though I was shitting my brains out, it doesn't really affect me.
It's something we enjoy.
Yeah.
Because you get up and go to the bathroom 2 times, 3 times a movie anyway.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So we were between Crazy Rich Asians just because I want to see that, which I still do want to see that.
Oh, I didn't put it on the catch-up list. You can
okay.
Add
it. It's just, I don't know. I kind of wasn't in the mood for that movie. We were originally going to see The Nun, then there was Searching and Peppermint.
These were our options.
And I was trying to choose the one that was the shortest runtime because I knew that I was going to have diarrhea.
Which was Searching.
No, actually it was Peppermint.
It was Peppermint.
Yeah. But Peppermint was getting so shafted and I read like the plot synopsis.
Well, when I told you it was made by the director of Taken, you were out.
Yeah, I was like, no, I'm not. Not a thing that's going to happen. So we saw Searching.
What did you think of Searching, Lincoln?
Searching was so good, I almost actually shit my pants in the theater because I refused to leave the theater.
This is true. And I had to get my inhaler on ready because I thought I was going to have an anxiety attack. This is one of the most captivating edge-of-the-seat movies for us that we've seen in a long time.
It was fucking amazing.
It felt so real. I cared and wanted the characters to succeed.
I was thinking about the realness of it, and I think that the authenticity of it... comes through with the use of real world technology. It's not like the what's
this,
the one through the screen where they use
Unfriended?
Like yeah where
they use, it's all Skype.
No, god, what's the other one? There's a movie that's like this, but like Google is like an armadillo.
Oh, I think unfriended.
Is it like that?
Yeah, and friend request.
Maybe it's friend request I was talking about.
But yeah, this movie shot almost entirely or through FaceTime, social media, 100% through a device.
Well, there's only one shot that's very brief that is not through, I guess, a device necessarily.
Which shot's that?
The part where he's following. Oh yeah, spoilers for Searching, because we definitely want to talk about it.
Major spoilers. Go watch this movie.
Yeah, it's great, but it's one of those where it's. I think I told you about how people were equating this to an escape room of a movie, and I feel that same way with like spoilers of the movie. Kind of with an escape room, once you figure it out, you can't really, it's not going
to
be the same.
I didn't want to watch it again and see all the stuff we missed.
There is stuff that we've missed, and I wanted to talk to you about that as well. It's great. It's fantastic. It's one of the best movies we've seen this year. But I am going to talk about heavy spoilers. So skip to whatever to
I'm not putting a fucking skip time code in.
Make
no,
sure you smash
that
motherfucking like button. Don't forget to ring the bell and subscribe. So it's the part where he learns that she... Again, real quick, I'm literally going to spoil the movie, so please, no. When he knows that she's gone to that lake, and so it's the GPS, that was like a graphic thing, because that wasn't actually like the GPS.
Still, that was an implied screen.
Yeah, but it was like a fadeaway, but that is the only time in the movie that they go away from the
Still, I think
time.
It stays true to the filming.
And it made sense.
The thing I loved about the technology is this is a movie made by someone that knows how technology works. And they licensed all of this real stuff. They had fucking everything in there. Every goddamn social media. Like, the real stuff. Probably because they put it in a good light.
Yeah, it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Tumblr.
You now. Yeah.
Google.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube. There's more, but I don't know. They're all real.
Yeah. Like LinkedIn.
Yeah, he's LinkedIn. No MySpace.
I also would like to talk about one thing that is not talked about with this movie. And I've looked at many reviews, and it's not talked about how great it is that this is a movie about Asian Americans that does not, like, it's...
Not Crazy Rich Asians?
Yeah. I mean, it's not... targeted towards like an Asian American community, and it's also not being like
it's not pandering
basically. Exactly.
Yeah,
it's just these are Asian Americans and they talk about kimchi and it's fine and it's a regular movie
because they're just people
and nobody talks about that. I think that's an important thing to talk about because
most movies only put people of color in for a specific reason,
and this wasn't.
Yeah,
they're just the characters, and I loved it. I love Asians.
Do you?
I love all races.
All of them?
Especially...
What about reptilians? Those motherfuckers. Are we racist against reptilians?
I don't know.
I feel like we should be, honestly. I think they're here to... I think they're here to, like, harvest our DNA, Lincoln.
Is this like, oh, God, what's the... V? Remember V?
The original or the remake?
The original. I never watched the remake.
Love the original as a kid.
I watched that with my mom.
Scared the shit out of me, the little baby.
Oh. See, I thought the baby was cool. But then again, I was...
I watched this when it came out, Lincoln.
Yeah, I didn't watch it when it came out. But that was when I was at the height of my reading Weekly World News every week, and I love Bat Boys.
Yeah, so I was at the height of being like 7 fucking years old.
Was that really scary when you were 7, though?
Because you didn't see... This was like on TV. It was a TV miniseries. Right. You didn't see that shit on TV, dude.
And then when they eat the...
You didn't see people eating fucking mice.
So that was
on
dope.
TV. I was also scared by the Wicked Witch, so fuck off.
Oh, that's right. You were. I keep forgetting about that.
I was a little bitch, dude.
It's okay, because I got scared by 2 games growing up.
Echo the Dolphin.
No. I was scared by Turok.
Okay.
The very first Turok.
Fuck you.
Well, no, the reason why...
No, you can't justify being scared by Turok.
It was scary. There was scary dinosaurs. It was just a scary game.
You played it now?
I haven't played it recently.
You'll feel foolish.
And then the Area 51 game, that one scared me because I didn't
know...
The
one with Aerosmith?
I don't know. No? Like the PS2 game.
Oh, I thought you meant like the Unreal
No,
shit.
No.
There was one with Aerosmith.
That's right. There
at a concert. I think that's...
No, it's the one for PS2 where it's just a first-person shooter and it's like Doom, but with aliens in Area 51. See, I was expecting a fun, happy time with aliens. not being spooked. And I was like 9. I threw the game out. I had to take it back to Blockbuster and get another one.
Can we talk about Searching now?
I guess.
It's really good.
So there's a couple things.
That's all I can keep saying is it's just really good.
That I thought about that were interesting, thinking back, that kind of are little, not Easter eggs necessarily, but like nice foreshadowing.
They're calling
like
them Easter eggs, if you read their Twitter. So
okay, well, Easter eggs, I guess. So in the movie, you find out that the...
This major fucking spoiler.
Oh, yeah. Again, made it, I'm literally...
He's literally going to spoil the twist at the end.
So skip to this time in the comments.
Stop. I'm not going to do that. You're just setting a precedent. The now they're going to be fucking pissed.
So we find out that the police chief has covered up the murder of his daughter because her son killed her.
It's Deborah Messing, by the way. Will and Grace fame. I realize when I ask you, is that Deborah Messing? And you go, maybe? I realize you had no idea who Deborah Messing was.
I asked you who Deborah Messing was.
Not in the theater. You just went, maybe? Later you did. You just shut me down in the theater when I asked you a question.
Well, no, because I thought, for some reason, I thought Deborah Messing was the one lady that's in that Alzheimer's movie.
Well, do they all look alike to you? Alzheimer's movie?
The one that came out like 2 years ago that I refused to watch because it just sounds too sad.
Just a few years ago?
It's like Simply Jane or something.
I have no fucking clue.
It's the one where she's like 40 and gets early onset.
It's not her.
That's who I thought that you were talking about. And that's why
I was talking about Deborah Messing. I was very clear in the name I gave.
Yeah, but I didn't know a name.
That's what I just said. You didn't know who it was.
I know, but I thought I knew who it was. And then I incorrectly told you no.
By the way, who I thought it's Deborah Messing. Which was kind of weird seeing her in this movie because this is a very indie, low budget movie. It looks that way, you know. And then you get somebody that's like a big star. I acclimated very quickly to her, though.
Mm-hmm. So there's like little, I guess, Easter eggs for it that are interesting. Like, one thing I thought about is every time that our main character... What was the main character's name? Was it...
I don't remember their names. It's been a while.
Because I believe his name is James Cho, correct? Is that James Cho?
It's either James or John.
Kumar?
That's racist.
He's in the movie!
He's in
Harold and Kumar.
He's not Kumar. Yeah, he is Kumar.
He is Kumar.
Never mind, it's not racist. Now I'm being... am I being, like, roundabout racist?
You were like, oh, Deborah Messing, remember? Grace from Will and Grace.
I don't remember fucking Harold and Kumar, dude.
Holy shit.
I watched it when it came out, and I go, that's funny. I don't think I would find it funny now, so I probably would watch it again.
I believe it's James Cho, but I don't remember what his name is in the movie.
I don't remember their names in the movies. Any of them?
Yeah, it's hard for me to... With
we're trying to hold on to fucking 9 movies in my head right now. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
So, like, every time that he calls her when she's at home, and I thought this in the movie, but I thought maybe it was just, like, that's how she looks normally. She always looks like she's like she just got done crying.
Maybe it's just how she normally looks. Well, they do a good job of swerving you because she is upset for him.
Mm-hmm.
You understand why, you know.
Well, an interesting thing is, and I would recommend, if you did like this movie, to go on Reddit and look at the discussions for the movie.
Are you just patting yourself on the back right now?
No, I wasn't going to talk about that.
Bullshit.
I was going to talk about a little. What I was going to say is that...
You're a son of a bitch.
Will you just...
Go on, tell your shit story.
I'm not humble bragging.
You are.
No, I'm not.
But go ahead.
Because
that's so whiny.
On the official discussions, the writer of the film is actually like answering like every question that you ask him. And I think it's really interesting because there are certain things like that I thought about that he kind of just like confirmed on there, essentially, that was the goal for most of it. It just shows like how predetermined so many of those small things are and how much I want to rewatch the movie.
Yeah, this is very well thought out.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple that people...
There's so many, like, dead ends and stuff in it, but you realize, probably in a second, they all are important.
Mm. There's a couple things that people saw that I didn't notice, but I was not trying to notice these things, such as the fish and chips profile, when it pops up and he's there and, you know, it pops away. There's no profile picture that's added when he goes back to look at it. So the sun popped on there... of like, why the fuck is this online, sees him, goes offline, and then immediately, like, fabricates that profile.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Of like the picture, not the like actual profile necessarily. But because remember when he looks at the profile, it's like private or whatever, and doesn't have the picture?
That's true. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then his mom found him.
Yep.
Look at that. A little small thing. Somebody pointed that out. Thought it was interesting.
Ah, but is that a loophole then?
Why?
Or a plot hole? Because when he's watching off her old recordings, that profile picture is there.
Maybe I got bamboozled by Reddit.
Or did he take down the profile? I, you know, I don't know.
I don't know, but also how does it work on those like YouNow things if your profile's changed, if you watch?
Well, I would think it would just be like a Twitch VOD.
Then wouldn't the profile picture change then?
Not really.
I mean, I don't know.
Does it if you go? I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I saw
either way, it was good.
Somebody put
it
that
was
Easter
good
egg
storytelling. How's that?
Yeah. So, somebody put that Easter egg up. It got a lot of upvotes, so I assumed that it was correct. May not have been correct.
I don't know. I honestly didn't even know YouNow was a real fucking website.
Yeah, remember? Because Eric from Common Etiquette used to do it all the time.
Was that YouNow?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, it's YouNow.
I didn't know that was YouNow. We should get a YouNow channel.
Can we get topical real fast? Oh, I want to get topical.
Fuck. All right.
It's a small topical thing. And it works in the sense that we are talking about social media and internet stuff and online. It's topical.
It won't be by the time this comes out.
Damn. That's right.
Yeah, because I'm
maybe
a lazy,
I shouldn't talk
fucking lazy.
Maybe I shouldn't talk
go ahead.
About topical.
Go on.
I was just going to talk about how, you know, in the past we've talked about a YouTube channel that we both liked quite a bit that I introduced you to, which is the H3H3 YouTube channel. Because I was subscribed to them when they only had like 200,000 subscribers. I've talked to Ethan. He's a great guy.
I'm not subscribed to them anymore.
I am not either. Did you see the fucking podcast that they did with Bill Burr?
No.
It's a train wreck and it's embarrassing. And it makes me never want to ever interview another fucking person ever again. Because of like how bad it is. I feel bad for them, and I think that you should look
I'll check it out.
I feel bad. But the reason why I bring that up is because there is one specific thing that this movie did not address, and that's podcasts. There are no podcasts in this movie. He doesn't look at any podcasts. He doesn't listen to a podcast.
That son of a bitch.
What's with that?
We would have given him...
Hey,
Searching Too, if you're listening, you have... you can put us in there. We'll record whatever the fuck you want.
There's no podcast. There's no visual podcast. That's why I remember the H3 podcast. They left out a key thing in this movie.
Yeah, because there are a lot of current event podcasts like us. I mean, it's current movie.
Well, because I wanted to get topical because I was thinking about...
You could have Jake Paul in there.
Well,
he was at the bottom of the ravine filming.
The reason why I thought of the H3 podcast and just like video podcasts in general is because a lot of those are kind of taken over as people's like news sources, especially with like how big like Philip DeFranco is. And I think it would have been worth it to either have one of those people do like a fake news thing on the story because it's so big in the universe that is in Searching.
We'll do it
for Searching Too.
Yeah.
What?
We'll do it. Just say okay.
Okay. But because it was kind of becoming like a weird like nationwide phenomenon of like hashtag like find Margot. And I don't know. I just, for some reason, I thought about that after I saw the movie. Then I was like, isn't it kind of weird that there weren't any like, it was like a Joe Rogan segment where they were talking about, yo, Jamie, can you bring up that news article about that Asian?
That's true, because I'm sure you could have got, any podcaster would have done it.
Yeah.
Any podcaster would love the money and the
money.
It's not why we said we do it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No. It's not because of the money.
No.
Not.
But any podcaster in their mind would definitely do it because of the money and exposure.
Yeah.
I mean, they'd be stupid not to.
That was the only social media like internet thing that was not in the movie that I thought was missing.
Reddit. Is Reddit in it?
Yeah, Reddit's on there because they make fun of the Boston bombing thing.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
That's pretty
Reddit
good.
Is on there.
Another thing I liked about it was how subtle the disconnect between his daughter and him was, of where it was poignant enough to where you could understand.
It was relatable.
Yeah, and it slowly kind of peeled itself open to where you understand more on why they're so disconnected from each other right now. You know, his wife dies, her mother, and they kind of don't talk about it. when Margot really kind of just needs to talk about it and needs to open up about it, but he's just shelving it away to where he doesn't want to talk about it anymore. Thought it was well done.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because, you know.
I thought the writing was fantastic in this movie.
Yeah, nobody sounded like a robot.
No one sounded like they were acting or reading lines.
And then, oh my god, I'm just thinking about the subplot with the brother, how fucking good that was.
Because intense. It got.
So there's a subplot that starts happening to where our main character starts thinking that something is amiss with his brother and her. Because we start out the movie, and I thought it was really clever how they did it, of kind of distrusting the brother because of him hiding like the marijuana and acting very like ashamed over it and kind of the reaction that he had towards his brother finding out.
But then the movie does a good enough job that when it came down to, oh god, I think the brother's sleeping with her, I forgot about the pot.
Mm-hmm.
Which when then it comes up, he's like, I'm just selling her weed. I was like, oh well, duh. But the movie takes you on, suddenly you're in the dad's shoes and you're like, son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, I'm getting chills now, I'm angry. I know how it happens. Like, you legit get angry and mm-hmm. hurt and, like, feel every emotion that the dad feels in this fucking movie.
It's just crazy.
Even with the happy twist ending,
mm-hmm.
that I was along for the ride. I'm like, this is awesome. I needed this.
I'm very glad that the ending was not a grim, grim ending.
This movie needed the happy ending.
Because I don't know, like,
and it really needed it. If it was just a grim ending, that is too real at that point. Like,
yeah.
We can see that on the news. Like, there are people that are looking for their kids. They don't need you to be like, nope, dead.
Well, yeah, I saw a couple of comments that were saying that this would have been like a, which I guess I kind of agree with this statement, but it doesn't mean that I would have preferred this. They were saying that if the movie would have actually ended with it was just that random guy and raped and killed her and then killed himself, that would have been a great horror movie ending. And it would have been a great chilling horror movie.
But at what point is it not really a movie and it's just something you could have seen on a Netflix documentary or the news? Like on the news. Just like today on the news. You know what I mean?
We're constantly trying to strive for realism when it comes to like crime. Like, let's think of Heat.
Yeah, I'm just saying this movie needed the happy ending. We needed something because we were along for the ride. We needed that. Like, oh, thank God. I can go home and not just cry all night.
Well, but here,
how miserable would we have been when we left?
But I don't think that inherently is negative on if it would have ended like that.
No, but I think
it would have been a bummer.
I don't think people would see the movie in the same light if it ended that way. I don't think people would recommend it because it's, you know, it's just too close to home.
Yeah, but there's other movies that are exactly like that.
Not really.
Melancholia, when it comes to mental illness.
Yeah, but it's more in an artistic style. It's just not she gets depressed and then hangs herself. I'll film through a Instagram live.
I'm trying to think of a movie.
You know what I mean?
Too real.
Like, I think that would
be
too
real. No, that's not really good. I was gonna say, remember that the short in VHS?
Which one? No.
The lesbian one?
No.
That's the best one. Do you not remember that one? It's the best one in VHS.
I don't remember it.
In the first VHS, there's this one where it's like a stalker. And then you see her like, well, it's not really stalker. You a girl and a guy are going out on a vacation. And then they're in a hotel room. And you think that like some serial killer has gotten the camera. And like binds the boyfriend and kills him. And it's like all on there. And then it turns out that it's the girlfriend of the guy, like a lesbian lover. And they took that trip so they could kill him and discard the body so they could like run off together.
I don't remember that.
Do you really not remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
VHS.
You know how many fucking VHS I've watched since then?
There's only been like three.
Yeah, watch the other ones. You know,
one, two, viral. Is
that's
that it?
Yeah. Do you know what movie that's made like that sticks in my head more though, unfortunately? Holidays.
I forgot that goddamn movie existed.
I can't
just talk about
forget
it.
That shit storm.
I just think of the bunny, Easter bunny one. Could have been cool.
Easter
guess
bunny
what?
Jesus
wasn't cool.
Probably the best one.
Yes.
No, or maybe the first one. I don't know, they all sucked. We have a review out there, go listen to 31
yeah,
days
I mean,
of Halloween.
Do that. I liked that it felt too real.
Yeah, I just think as a movie, for an audience, it needed a happy ending.
But could we get a director's
cut? I don't think people would be... I don't know. I think this is the original ending.
Yeah.
I just think he took you on a deep enough ride with this movie that I don't think people would be recommending and talking about it as much. They would just say it's depressing as fuck. Just general audiences would not react well.
I'm just trying to think of movies that are kind of like that of where...
And I think for people that are actually in this scenario, in real life, it is nice to have a movie that gives you more hope.
Yeah, but why would you watch this movie?
I don't know.
That would be the worst. Oh, hey, my daughter went missing and we can't find her. I better watch this movie about a guy whose daughter goes missing and nobody can find her.
Well, I'm not saying right at the time, but let's say that happened to you and your family a year from now or 2 years from now.
Oh, and then I'm thinking back on it. Okay, that makes more sense.
Because you might, you know, who knows what you think.
Is someone going to kidnap my cat and I have to go through my cat's social media?
No, your cat's just going to wisen up and fucking leave.
It's too real. It's too real, Colin.
He tries to get out at every opportunity.
He actually doesn't. I got him a harness.
He's biding his time.
I got him a harness.
He will.
And he doesn't like it.
Yeah, because he's a cat.
I wanted to take him on walks, but he won't do it.
No, because he's a fuck cat.
I kept thinking about this. I liked the subplot with the brother. But one thing that I didn't like about it was that the notion that they could have been smoking weed never came to mind. And I think that's just because of, like, the my daughter's a perfect angel and would never do that.
It also could be he's not thinking clearly.
True.
I mean, how much is he really sleeping during this? Or he's in panic mode of...
Well, because it is very...
And I think, too, that he's starting to come to the realization that she's not alive.
Mm-hmm.
He has the hope, but... All of his decisions, as it goes on, are more leaning toward, what did you do to her? Not where is she?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do to her? So I think, you know, subconsciously he's struggling with the fact that his daughter is no longer alive.
Yeah. Well, and because this movie takes place, like, what, in the span of 4 days? Like, 4 or 5 days? It's crazy. Yeah.
It's 5 days.
5 days, okay.
So I can only imagine, you know, what he's going through.
I can only imagine.
Really? Are we bringing Christcast back?
Christcast!
Is this our thing now? Is this our new bit? That'll piss people off.
Do you think...
Oh, God. You're going to be inappropriate, aren't you?
I'm going to be inappropriate. Do you think that people would be more mad on April Fool's if we turned this into Christcast?
Or... you worded this as an or question.
Or if we do... I don't think we talked about our April
Fool's. Well, are we really going to talk about what we want to do for April Fool's right now?
About it.
Then why the fuck did you bring this up?
Because I was going to talk about something else, but now I remember it. I don't have another one.
If you do it, it's ruined.
I'm not going to talk about it.
Nobody even cared about our last one when we lied and said we liked Pacific Rim. They don't understand how much fucking work that was.
Yeah.
For us to goddamn do.
Think about that. Pacific Rim. I'm Tom Cruise.
That's your Tom Cruise?
That's my Tom Cruise.
You know, you should just do impressions because you're fucking amazing.
That's my Tom Cruise.
Have you ever watched Tom Cruise?
Hey, this mission is impossible.
We're not talking about that.
Is that a mummy? That's a mummy.
Stop it. Christcast would probably be the one.
Yeah.
People would probably get offended by that.
So, and then when they find the sweater in the car, that was like, fuck me. Just because in my head, I guess I wasn't that bamboozled. But I don't know why bamboozled is my word for the day. I've used it like 4 times. By thinking that something bad could have happened with her involving the brother, I didn't think it was anything sexual. I actually like immediately thought of like the weed, and that's what I figured that it was. But there was still that like doubt.
A doubt because the dad had doubt.
Yeah. And it just worked. But yeah, I almost shit my pants. So I want to talk about that.
This is what people come for.
This is what people come for. So here's what happened. Here's the thing. I went to Walmart. And they had sushi platters.
This is your first mistake.
And I bought the sushi platter. Well,
here's
why not
just
though.
Get gas station sushi, you fucking animal?
I bought a sushi platter the night before.
We have a sushi restaurant.
And it was fine, okay? The platter was fine. It felt great. Felt good. Well, this sushi platter, I looked at it. And you know, if you have tuna, and tuna starts getting a little bit old, it gets these little brown speckles on it.
Yeah.
Well, these had brown speckles.
And you ate it anyway.
And I ate it anyway.
That's your own fucking fault. Stop blaming the...
I took the initiative to shield Everett from the sickness. I ate all the tuna parts so he wouldn't get sick.
He wouldn't have because he's not dumb. Because he would have been like, that doesn't look good.
It wasn't that brown. It wasn't that bad. but it was
you
brown
got
enough.
Walmart sushi.
So I ate it.
You had a 95% chance of it making you sick.
I wake up at 4 in the morning with incredible gastrointestinal pain. And then it's just game over from that point forward for the day. So I felt really shitty. And I hadn't eaten. And that's when you were like, just fucking get popcorn.
Because you need, because you're like, it hurts when I shit. And I was like, put food in you then.
Yeah.
So you have something. It's like when you're vomiting nonstop, you should eat stuff in there. You're going to drive.
So
you ate popcorn, I ate popcorn. Last time you did made you fucking sick.
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't just eat anymore.
Well, no, I ate popcorn the last movie that we saw, and I was fine. I had a wonderful time eating popcorn.
What was the last movie?
We're going to talk about that soon. Kyle?
You don't remember which one it was.
Predator. When we watched Predator, I ate popcorn and I was fine. I didn't have any issues from that. It's just like sometimes I have issues.
You wish you had issues.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
So it gets to the point where it just starts completely unraveling of this isn't right. This isn't how she died. And we slowly figure out that it's the cover up. And while that climax was building and building and building, I had to shit so bad.
It was becoming
an issue. But I couldn't leave because it had me gripped. And I was like, I got this.
And yeah, and you'd leave for like 2 minutes to come back. And I'm like, here's all the important shit you just missed.
Yeah, I had to leave.
Because everything is important in this. And you don't realize it until the end.
Mm-hmm.
Like every line, everything is important.
It's a movie so good. I want this on the tagline of the DVD.
You know, if this would have been a straight up like Hollywood movie, though, they would have been him. He would have done it. The dad.
You know, that would have been actually a very interesting twist. Nah, come to think of it.
There's a lot of different things they could do. They could do that the cop was right and she did just run away.
Mm-hmm.
She just didn't want to be found. You could do a lot of things in it. I thought the dad would be the too obvious one for a movie.
Yeah. The tagline for the movie.
And they didn't have like a Russian friend because it would have been that dude. Yeah.
Played by The Rock. Movie so good, it'll make you almost shit your pants. Fuck is that?
My stomach. I wonder if it picked up. If it picked up, I'll leave it in.
Okay. Cost searching was great. I loved it.
I absolutely loved it.
I loved it.
I regret the fact that we almost didn't watch it.
I also regret my mom would have loved this movie.
It's not.
It's not in theaters. They already fucking pulled it.
Yeah, because spoiler, the next movie's Predator. Mm. It's probably won't be this episode. It'll be another one. Yeah. But we talked about we might have to see it separately, and I was honest with you and said, if we're seeing movies separately, I'm just going to watch Searching again if it's there. Like, fuck you and The Predator. I want to watch this movie again. It's one, as soon as it's out on Blu-ray, I will buy this movie.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely want my mom to see it because it's one that she'd like.
I think she would be as stressed as we are.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see the first 5 minutes because we did miss the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, I don't
know. Your work's, well, it started 10 minutes before you got to work, and our theater is always about 5 minutes late. So yeah. I don't think we missed much.
Yeah, it was weird. I didn't think that they were actually going to play it on time. I assumed that because, whatever.
Well, by the time we got in, it would have been 20 minutes after it started. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
So.
What do you want to give it?
I don't know. I'm going to give it like a 3-4.
Well, I'm going to give it a 9.
That wasn't real. It's in the 9 range. I just don't know where I want it.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a solid 9.
I'm going to go 9.2 for now.
Mm-hmm.
That could go up or down with more viewings, but just because of the experience of watching the movie. And that experience might not be there with the second viewing. I might
I'm afraid of. Well, I think that it still would be enjoyable. I just don't think, like an escape room, the second time is not going to be, you're not going to get the same reaction.
Depending on how much they pepper throughout it.
True.
But then, it's kind of like a, not that I want to compare them, but kind of like Fight Club.
Yeah.
No, second time you watch it, you see a different movie, basically. Mm-hmm. You see so many different things. I think this movie could be that way.
Mm-hmm.
That we'll watch it in a different, with different eyes the second viewing.
Yeah. And I totally got to talk to the writer on Reddit.
I'm not going to humble brag.
He's a totally cool guy. And he liked my feedback. And
I like it. What's your Reddit fucking... Who are you?
I am not giving out my Reddit username, Kyle, because then you can see how many times I've posted on Gone Wild things where I'm like, oh, I want to sniff that. Let me sniff it.
Is that real?